eternity is a very long time. And it seems to me that if we're going to maintain any kind of religious position whatsoever, it had better be a position so solid that we can trust it for eternity. Obviously, the sects and cults approach things that way because they have no choice. They don't have any solid foundation for their personal experience. And so their personal experience is presented as the be-all and end-all of religion. A number of years ago, here in Strasbourg, a knock comes at the door, and there are these two characters in funereal black suits and short haircuts. And I said, ah, you must be either CIA, who have finally caught up with me, or you're Mormon missionaries. Which is it? And they leapt into the air with a shriek and admitted they were Mormon missionaries. And I invited them in, and I expected some kind of meaningful religious presentation. And all they would talk about is the burning in the bosom. In other words, their personal experience of Mormonism. All that that indicated was, at best, that Mormon bosoms burn at a higher centigrade than non-Mormon bosoms. It doesn't say anything about the truth of any affirmation that they might make. Now, if Christians descend to that level, what they do is to reduce historic Christian faith to a matter of personal interest. We don't want that. Easter is supposed to prevent exactly that.